Welcome to The Parish, a community of ordinary people walking together in the way of Jesus. The messages are just one part of the Sunday morning experience, and we hope you join us for worship and the rhythm experience soon. We meet at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Had to keep up with Jeff, right? Jeff reminded me that last time I spoke, I made y'all stretch and then I didn't. So I'm stretching. Well, good morning. I'm Nancy. If I haven't met you, and if I have, hopefully I remember your name. For some reason, the parish leadership keeps letting me stand up here and sharing with you, and I'm grateful. Last time I spoke, never mind, I already said that. I'm kind of a dork, but I've embraced my dork side. So, what I wanted to share about this morning is about how God gives us moments of peace in the middle of difficult times. And I had chosen this very pretty song, and I was even going to sing it for you. But then I had a couple of really, really stressful weeks. And it seemed ironic for me to be sharing about how God gives us peace in the middle of difficult situations, and I really hadn't experienced his peace. But I guess that is when we need those reminders the most, is when we're in the middle of it, and hopefully we can put in place things that can help us ground ourselves beforehand so that when we're there, we're not all totally panicked and freaked out. I am a little nervous, so pardon my shaking hands. So I want us all to think about some situations, some circumstances, relationships that can make us feel not at peace. I'm going to share about a very difficult time that Jeff and I went through and how God showed up and gave me peace in the middle of it. Then I'd like to leave you with a couple of questions for you to think about and or talk to each other. But let's start by asking, what is the opposite of peace? And I need some group participation here. So if you can call it out, I'll say it again so the folks listening can hear.
Chaos.
Anxiety. Anxiety. Conflict. Pain. For me, it's fear. And feeling isolated, alone, and which is funny because Jeff and I were talking and he actually finds a lot of peace in being alone. I'm the opposite. I'm like, get me with all the people. And when I'm alone, if I get too much time alone, I start to get really morose and feel isolated and disconnected. So now let's talk about peace. According to several dictionaries, I read up and kind of combined the definition. In the English language, peace generally has the idea of civility and lack of violence between individuals, groups, and nations, or a person without internal and or external strife. It can also carry kind of a passive, idyllic connotation around it, right? But according to Bible study tools, the biblical concept of peace relies heavily on the Hebrew root shalom. Actually, they said SLM, but I'm assuming that means shalom, which means to be complete or to be sound or to live well and to be in right relationship or harmony between two parties or people, between God and man and between us and nature. It can be grouped into four categories: shalom as wholeness of life or body, which is our health. Shalom is right relationship or harmony between two parties or people, often established by a covenant, which I thought was interesting. Shalom as prosperity, success, or fulfillment. And shalom as victory over one's enemies or absence of war. I thought that was an interesting victory over your enemies or absence of war. Shalom is both a greeting and like a hello and a farewell, and is meant to act as a blessing to the one to whom it was spoken. May your life be filled with health, prosperity, and victory. So what does Jesus and other Bible authors have to say about peace? In John 16:33, that first, am I in the way of the screen? Should I scoot over? Here, I'll scoot over. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you will have tribulation and distress and suffering, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished, my victory abiding. I love the Amplified version. And in Jesus, in John 14:27, again in the Amplified version, peace I leave with you, my perfect peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Pardon me. Sorry. I'm going to share my story now, and I just want you to know it can be hard to hear, but I wanted to share it because the way that God came through was so impactful, and that he gave me peace in a situation and circumstances that were not conducive to peace. When I was pregnant with our firstborn child, at our 18-week ultrasound, the doctor called me afterwards and asked me to sit down. And you always know it's bad when it's the doctor that calls you, not the nurse. And so she sat down and she said, most babies have four chambers in their hearts. Yours only has three. And I thought, oh, is that bad? Just not knowing my own anatomy and how it affects our bodies. But because of that, I ended up having to go see a bunch of neonatologists, which are high-risk pregnancy doctors, and having so many ultrasounds to look and check and see. And then we went through the process of deciding whether we were going to try and do a heart transplant, but then you're waiting for somebody else's baby to die, and that sounds horrible. Or they had come up with a series of surgeries called the Norwood procedure, where they basically rewire the right side of the heart to do everything. And I had been seeing these neonatologists, and they were very clinical and not very emotional, which I can understand must be the case if you're dealing with these difficult issues with people. It's probably a way to kind of create, well, for me, it created this kind of fragile sense of control, right, over the situation. But then I had my last visit with my regular obstetrician. And when she looked at me, she just said, Nancy, I'm so sorry. And she just started crying, which of course just crumbled me. And I got out to my car, and the song that was playing on the radio was a song by Ginny Owens, and I'm just going to read the lyrics to you. The pathway is broken, and the signs are unclear, and I don't know the reason why you've brought me here, but just because you love me the way that you do, I'm going to walk through the valley if you want me to. Because I'm not who I was when I took my first step, and I'm clinging to the promise you're not through with me yet. So if all of these trials bring me closer to you, then I will go through the fire if you want me to. It may not be the way that I would have chosen when you lead me through a world that's not my home. But you never said it would be easy. You only said I'd never go alone. So when the whole world turns against me and I'm all by myself and I can't hear you answer my cries for help, I'll remember the suffering your love put you through, and I will go through the valley if you want me to. And in that moment, I was crying and just going, God, please don't let my baby die. I've never even held him, and I love him so much. And in that moment, I heard God's voice say to me, Nancy, that's how I felt when my son died. In that moment, the Creator God of the universe came and said, I know how you feel. He didn't tell me that my baby wasn't going to die. He didn't tell me that everything would work out fine. He didn't tell me that I was going to be okay. He said, I know how you feel. and he didn't say it wasn't going to hurt. What God the Father communicated to me in that moment was that he was and is with me, and I am not alone. He was Emmanuel, God with me in that moment, and he gave me peace to make it through. And it's been so important that I go back to it again and again to remind myself that God is intimately involved in the details of our stories. So what I would like you to do now is think about these questions. When was a time that you had peace in a hard time? And with hindsight, what are you grateful for in that circumstance? So I'm going to do kind of something a little bit different, and I'm going to ask you to kind of talk to each other, if you're willing to share, about those two questions. When was a time that you had peace in a hard time? And with hindsight, what are you grateful for in that circumstance? And then I'm going to pray, and I'm going to let you guys talk. God, I just thank you that you are the God of the details. You're the God of the universe, and you're the God who cares about each one of us in our hard moments, and that you are right with us in the middle of those things. God, would you help us to remember, to go back to those times when you've spoken to us, when whether you've given us a verse or someone has given us a word from you, or we've read a verse that just leaps off the page, or a song. God, would you remind us of those things and remind us that you are with us? We love you, Jesus, and we're so grateful that you love us.
We appreciate you listening online to our talks from previous weeks. For more information about our church or to see where we are currently meeting, please visit our website at www.theparish.us.